and vets were on hand for the arrival of the male calf, with mum Pak Boon experiencing a short labour after a pregnancy that lasted around 22 months. Taronga CEO Cameron Kerr says it's a wonderful achievement.
There's just a little over 30,000 wild Asian elephants left. And while this might sound like a lot, a long-lived species like this facing poaching and habitat loss, we could see a collapse in the population really easily. Breeding populations like ours in this part of the world are an important part of a bigger picture strategy to ensure the species doesn't become extinct.
A surfer has died despite the valiant efforts of others in the water to save him on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula. Des Watson, 65, from Geelong, was in a kneeboarding competition at Gunnamatta Beach yesterday when he was hit in the head with his board and knocked unconscious. Fellow competitors pulled the man to shore, but he could not be revived. Police are now preparing a report for the coroner. Also in news, a woman has died when her tinny collided with a larger boat at Curran Cove near the Gold Coast. This is AIR News. Up to seven players might be dropped from Gold Coast's AFL side following their 35-point loss to Melbourne. Suns coach Rodney Eade was dismayed after another poor showing yesterday, with his team throwing away a 20-point lead. The veteran coach said his players are at times struggling to follow instructions. Gary Ablett and Jack Bowes are expected to return from injury and illness against West Coast next week. The final score yesterday, 18-14-122 Melbourne to 13-9-87 Gold Coast. In other matches, Western Bulldogs, Richmond and Adelaide were victorious. To golf, the third day of play has wrapped up at the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. Nigel Bidmead reports.
The Australian Andrew Doat, after a third round 68, leads the way at the BMW PGA Championship. He made four birdies on the back nine and was one of only four players to break 70 on a windy day at Wentworth. At 8 under, he's one shot ahead of South Africa's Brandon Grace, who came up just short with a birdie putt on 18 for a share of the lead. Lee Westwood, making his 24th appearance at this tournament, birdied holes 16, 17 and 18 to be three shots back at 5 under, alongside one of the leaders from the second round, Francesco Molinari.
To NRL, Canterbury coach Des Hasler is confident captain James Graham will be available for next week's match against Penrith, despite picking up a neck injury last night. Graham played just 20 minutes in the 9-8 loss to Cronulla. For the second time in a month, Graham's exit forced front row partner Aidan Tolman to turn in a mammoth effort and play out the entire match. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Areas of fog early this morning, mostly in the west. Sunny afternoon, though, heading for a top temperature in Sydney of 23 degrees. Virtually a cloudless day, no rain. Beautiful late autumn sunshine. Jimmy, what about at Glebe and up at Gunnedah for Gunnedah Cup Day?
Glebe right now, mostly sunny, 12 degrees. That's for Dougie, our man Dougie. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not mostly sunny right now, but it will be mostly sunny today with a top of 23 degrees. And let's have a look at Gunnedah. Possible morning showers and storms, a maximum of 22 degrees. And now you have an update on the track there, Roman.
Yeah, and courtesy of Shane Cullen. Thanks, Shane. It's on the case bright and early. Some rain overnight in Gunnedah, but the track at the moment is a heavy 8. However, there is a section between the 300 and 200 metres that is a heavy 10.
Ooh.
So the stewards are doing a track inspection a bit later this morning. No doubt, though, that the meeting will go ahead for Gunnedah Cup Day.
Potentially our best ever weather update there.
All covers, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champions Stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network. Zariz, standing at Coringle and siring winners every week. Zariz is capable of upgrading his mares and is great value for the owner breeder looking for that good horse, such as Shiraz, Riziz and Stony Rise. All-inclusive breeding packages for Zariz, including stud fee, adjustment, vet and GST, available for $7,000. Contact Angus at Coringle on 0429 842 875.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. Cartridges for Planet Art just had its biggest year ever. On average, 13,500 printer cartridges were collected every working day. And they were all turned into useful things like pens, garden beds, even road surfaces. So thanks to everyone who recycled from home, work or school. To make the coming year even bigger, check out cartridges.planetart.org.
Ninkovic now has the chance to win the title. now with three lengths to make up and a 16th to go. But Always Dreaming is digging down, and Always Dreaming is holding on. Looking at Lee, can't catch Always Dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Across the ground, look at Dugan fly high and bring the ball down. Johnson away, the two of us are checked.
Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Oh, what confidence we take into this 3 hours of radio after delivering arguably our greatest ever weather update. I mean, really.
Groundbreaking radio.
Could the confidence be any higher, Raymond? Well, I tell you what. You know, it's like playing the V early on or get a first touch or make a first tackle. Get your weather right at 7 o'clock, and I think it just means good things for the program.
You know what it does do, though?
What's that?
It puts producer Jeremy in a good mood, if albeit only for a few minutes.
And I tell you what, that's the hardest thing to do in radio, put producer Jeremy into a good mood. Anyway, we move forward. Dare I say it, massive program today, Raymond, because we're on the eve of State of Origin.
How exciting is
it? It's amazing. Mm. Chrissy Lees, you'll be excited too. What about Clearly Innocent? He's just going through the grades.
And no longer the scone champ anymore.
And this guy, Chris Lees, is just winning Group 1s for fun now up there in Queensland. Let's hope he stays up for the State of Origin. He loves his rugby league.
Might bring New South Wales some luck.
Let's hope so. Josh Parr will be on, have a chat as well. Good win for Josh yesterday on Allergic. Won really well. We'll have our replays of the racings. We'll have our scratchings from Tanya as well. We'll have Zorba on. Peter Peters will tell us why Queensland left Billy Slater out of their State of Origin team. We can get an understanding of that from Zorb. Timmy Clark will be on as well. Oh, I love it. I love it. Ray Thomas writes about him on the Saturday, and he goes out and goes bang, bang, bang.
Well, he had the best book of rides ever, I think, Tim Clark.
He was on 99. I love the way you described it in the paper. The nervous 90s, because he'd been caught there a number of times.
He had been, and stuck on 99 last season.
But he was always going to do it this year.
Ever stuck in the nervous 90s, Tim?
Yeah, out twice in the nervous 90s.
Me too. Yeah.
I've never got the three figures, you know that.
Except for the rest of the week, aren't you?
Have you got week?
Yeah. Oh, but ages, yeah.
Have you ever got a century? Yeah. Have you? Yeah. More stylish than Nicker and Nudger, aren't you? You keep telling me that. I say Nicker and Nudger and you say stylish.
Elegant.
Now, you interviewed Mark Taylor during the week too. How was that? Yeah. Did you exchange tips about?
I was very professional.
Were you?
Because it was a very important cause, the Sporting Chance Foundation.
And you're quite right.
And I couldn't believe when Mark Taylor told me, Jimmy, that since it's been inception in 20 years ago this year, they've raised over $10 million for cancer research. A lot of that money is now going towards sponsoring surgeons and nurses in regional areas and to help families whose children are suffering from cancer. So a really fantastic cause.
Yeah, it is a fantastic one. And Mark Coyne heavily involved as well. Hughesy as well, my man from St Gregory's College, one of the founders too. Yeah. So doing a great deal of good in the community. Phil Moss will be on, not so much good in the community. He's just sitting back drinking beer during the course of this week. So we'll have a chat to him about what's happening in the world of football. If you want to get your result or watch the replay, turn your radios down now. But FA Cup result coming through. Arsenal 2-1 over Chelsea.
Does that mean?
Oh, why not?
Is his job saved?
Well, panel operator Hamish, who likes to do things during the course of the week, you know, sends you a lot of information, but most of it you discard, right?
No, you'll
some of it you read
diligently.
Some of it you read. There you go. Thank you, Hamish. Some of it you read, and one of them was the share price of Arsenal since it was bought. It's doubled in the last 8 years under the stewardship of Arsene Wenger.
Correct.
So the share. I know that you know winning
saved his job.
Well, he is winning trophies. Mm. That's his seventh FA Cup, but the share price has doubled, so you've got the feeling that Arsene...
That gets him to Europe, doesn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, because Manchester United did get to Europe. They're going in the Champions League.
Yeah.
They won the Europa League.
Yep.
Arsenal, missed out to Liverpool.
So there's no such thing as a Cup Winners' Cup type tournament. We're discussing this before.
We were discussing this.
It's got a different name, isn't it?
Anyone who knows anything about football, give us a call, because we asked... Now,
speaking of which...
Arsenal will go in the Europa League.
Correct.
So they'll be into the one that Manchester United, but that's not the Champions League.
It doesn't matter. They're in Europe, yeah.
Well, they are.
That helps.
The Champions League's the big one, though.
Which brings us to a point. You just raised something about...
What's that?
State of Origin, etc.
Yes.
Giveaways. front and centre.
All right, let's go front and centre. I know we've got more of the program that we've got to tell you about what's coming up, but for those people who want to get involved in the program today in any way, shape or form,
correct?
And those forms are, get us on the open line, 135353, get us on the SMS, 0419-SMS-BSB, that's 0419-767-272, or get us on the tweets, at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND, whichever way you want to get involved in the program. If you have a significant contribution to the show, as decided by you and I, Raymond.
Better write these down and say...
Yeah, we will. We'll write them down. You can win for yourself a New South Wales State of Origin jersey signed by the player of your choice. So whoever you want to sign the jersey, you can win it here today. All that courtesy of Classic Sportswear. Stevie Noyce, the CEO, rang during the week and said, hey, I've got another giveaway for you after the country jerseys that he gave away a few weeks ago. Two country jerseys. We've got a State of Origin jersey in the team colour, in the signed by the player of your choice.
It's a Blues jersey, correct?
Blues jersey.
Only Blues.
Listen, there's no way we're giving away any of those scummy Maroon jerseys.
We have Queensland listeners.
Do we?
Queensland supporters.
Show your faces, Queensland supporters.
Fred from Broadbeach. he'll be walking the beach as we speak.
Yeah, there you go. So that's a great prize. So get involved in the program, 1353-53, the open line number. Team Bulldog Rich, you'll be on the show. We'll have our ZNZ quiz score update.
12-8.
Very good. Yes. Yeah, there's a bit of a mini comeback. Our legend of the game. Well, guess what else starts today? America's Cup.
Correct.
America's Cup. So we thought we'd go back to 1983.
I reckon is he the biggest name, or at least for Australian sports fans, in America's Cup history.
Did he seem to get sort of sidelined from America's Cup celebrations there for a while? It seemed to be more about Alan Bond and Ben Lex, and then our special guest today, John Bertrand. Didn't
it? John Bertrand. He always seemed the calm, cool, measured guy, and if anyone could deliver that trophy, it was going to be John Bertrand. And he did.
He's the president of Swimming Australia. He's the chairman of the Sport Australia Hall of Fame, and he's also the chairman of the Alana and Madeline Foundation.
Mm.
He just did the Bachelor of Engineering at Monash University and then completed a Masters of Science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which is one of the finest educational institutions on the planet.
Is that one of those moments in life when you remember where you were?
Well, I'm going to ask him about that, because what was sailing to you? I grew up in a town that was miles from... Why did all of Australia have a sense of achievement about what Australia 2 did?
Because our little country knocked off America at something which couldn't possibly have been done in 132 years. It galvanised Australia, that period, didn't it? And when we were down 3-1, people were downcast because we all thought we could win this thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Which proved to be correct.
We did.
Which proved to be correct. Maybe that's our talk topic today. Life-changing or career-changing or nation-shaping victories.
Are you discarding your talk?
We had another one, but anyway. But, now that we start thinking about that, victories that define, the body line series is so etched in the cultural, what are sporting events of cultural significance? Winning the America's Cup in 1983 was great, because when Bob Hawke said, if anyone sacks you, he's a bum.
Correct.
When your Prime Minister's saying that, something's happened.
2000 Sydney Olympics. To me, it was an extraordinary time for Australian pride. We turned on the greatest Olympics ever, probably still was.
When Juan Antonio Samaranch said, we think this is the best games, we all went, yes!
Yeah, duty. Yeah.
We won gold.
It was unbelievable, yeah. And I remember, I told you this story, at the main press centre during Olympics.
Mm.
Our press centre was next door to the American press centre for News Limited journalists, and we often have a few beers after the events were finished. And a couple of times there, they kept saying, let's bring Olympics back in 2004.
Wow.
Let's bring them back in 2008 to Sydney. Heck, let's bring the Winter Olympic Games on here. So it doesn't snow. We'll bring the snow. Because they loved it. That was one moment, I think.
That's a good one.
Australia was galvanised.
Sporting events of cultural significance.
Good
the body line series.
Good theme on the run, Jim.
The body line series, definitely.
Absolutely.
You don't make mini-series about events that aren't important.
The Bounce Awards.
Yeah, the Bounce Awards. So there you go. You've been scrapped, shock, selections and omissions.
Which is still an important topic to talk about.
Right, it is, and we'll get to that very shortly. But John Bertrand will be our special guest. We'll have a sports update from Tanya. We're going to go inside the Blues camp. Going to speak to a Blue this morning. Not sure which Blue, but a Blue. Mm-hmm. So we can look forward to that. Trent Lanscale will give us all the latest markets, and Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. But the big story of the week is Billy Slater. He's not there.
Can you believe it?
Why? I can believe it. And here's the thing. Corey Oates will probably run for more metres than any other Queensland forward. And if Billy Slater was selected, then undoubtedly Darius Boyd would have gone to that left wing. Mm. And Darius wouldn't run for more metres. And if there's one area that Queensland are weak, it's in that middle forward position.
Getting spot for Billy Slater.
You would think I would have.
The other one too, Valentine Holmes. He's playing for Australia, can't make the Queensland team.
Did you see him play last night?
Oh,
you
might have missed it.
What if he charges into them, doesn't he?
He has no fear. He just goes straight into the line.
Absolutely superb. So,
and that's Corey Oates did a great job for Queensland last year. And,
yes.
And your point about his kick returns is very valid, but Slater's an all-time great. Valentine Holmes is an incumbent Australian test player.
But even this is even more controversial, given the fact that the chairman of selectors, Gene Miles, his daughter, goes out with Corey Oates.
Oh, dear.
Wow. So that's been revealed by Adrian Prezenko in today's Sun Herald. Surely at that point you say, look, I declare an interest and I distance myself from this selection.
You almost have to. What about Kevvy Walters' press conference when he announced the team? Have you ever seen such an emotional coach trying to explain his decisions? It must have been a really tough selection decisions to leave out, particularly Billy Slater, an all-time great. But as I said, Valentine Holmes, another one, I staggered he can't make that Queensland team.
And my understanding is from the Melbourne camp is he is absolutely filthy, Billy Slater. You would think Kevvy Walters would consult his senior players. He does it on a number of things.
Yep.
You know, about whether those players should be excluded from Origin because of the misbehaviour and so forth. So he'll go to Thurston, he'll go to Smith, he'll go to Cronk. What do you think? Did he? Smith and Cronk would have said, yeah, well, you pick Billy.
And the stats too. Billy Slater's stats this season
are good.
Are outstanding.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway, they're better than Darius Boyd's. Darius Boyd's having a good year, but Billy Slater's been fantastic.
And Darius Boyd's a great player.
And he can play in the wing and drop back and help Billy Slater at fullback. Anyway, it hasn't happened. Does this open the door for New South Wales, or is it a typical Queensland ambush, Jim?
No. The door is definitely open. Gee, it's a big decision, isn't it, to take Robbie Farah out, who would have helped with the kicking game, and to go to Mitchell Pearce, who we've seen at that level. He's playing better than ever at NRL level, and there's a calmness and he's so assured now that we've never seen before. But now he's saying, okay, no kicker out of dummy half. No option there. It's just you, Mitchell, and James Maloney. But
run the game. Yeah,
run the game.
Great move.
Well, there you go.
Giving confidence to their two halves. And it's a good move, too, to pick those two guys because they've played so much footy together at club footy. And I think James Maloney's mentioned a couple of times during the week in press conferences that combination is there with Mitchell Pearce. That's going to help New South Wales. And the fact they're going to get service straight away out of dummy half, that little extra time. But I just worry, Jim, we've been down this track so many times. Another Queensland ambush.
I've been this confident on the eve of the last 11 series. Anyway, got it right once. Hi, boys. The Melbourne Cup, it stops the nation. That's cultural.
That's
regards,
hard,
Rob.
That's hard to beat.
That's the type of thing we're looking for, Rob. Remember, there's a Blues jersey up for grabs courtesy of Classic Sportswear. And before we go to our first break, I've just got to say, the thing that caught my attention during the week too, I know you're a lover of tennis and I know you're a lover of the halcyon days of Australian tennis, but Margaret Court coming out and saying, all right, I'm not going to fly on Qantas anymore because of their support for same-sex marriage. Mm. It's just ridiculous. A complete lack of empathy.
Times are changing, unfortunately, and for Margaret. But I do think the calls to have her name removed from Margaret Court Arena are ridiculous, you know. Her tennis career
should stand alone.
Correct.
That's right. Did you see one nomination for what the arena should be called in Melbourne? I saw it on Twitter. Tina Arena Arena.
Very good.
I don't know if it's going to break through, but anyway. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We're up with Chrissy Lees next.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place.
see ZNZ at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
But you'd love to win the ultimate UFC experience. Well, with TAB, UFC's official betting partner, you could. We're offering a fight fan and a friend the trip of a lifetime to Las Vegas for UFC International Fight Week. The prize includes flights, accommodation, VIP tickets, and more. For your chance to win, simply head to tab.com.au and correctly pick who will win UFC 212, Aldo or Holloway. TAB, we love a bet. Full terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just three bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
At 15, here's Day.
Oh, yes! Oh, there it is! What could be the shot of the tournament?
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Group 1 racing at Eagle Farm yesterday, Jim. And you mentioned earlier Chris Lees is having a tremendous Brisbane Carnival. He's second Group 1 up there already. He's fourth for the season, this time with Clearly Innocent, who was outstanding. What's the race called again? The Darley Kingsford Smith Cup.
Darley Kingsford Smith Cup.
Doesn't matter. It's a Group 1. It's worth $700,000. And I think Chris Lees will be happy, whatever it's called. He's been good enough to join us. Chris, good morning. Congratulations. And gee, that horse is going great, Clearly Innocent.
Yeah, no, look, he's going really well, Ray.
Does he surprise you at any point? Going through the grades doesn't seem to be an issue. Going to wait for age doesn't seem to be an issue, Chris.
Yeah, Jimmy, look, I had some reservations about testing at wait for age straight out of a listed race at Scone, but it fitted in nicely in the program. And he'd come on how you would like a horse to off the back of that win. So we went there confident he'd run well, but probably a little surprised with the ease that he won. Albeit, you know, I think you've got to take into account the track yesterday. Certain horses, they handle it, they did. If not, they were getting beat a long way.
Just on that, Chris, how was the track? Obviously, I was at Randwick, and you're getting reports filtering down the line about what some people were saying, but was it as bad as some were saying, Chris?
Oh, look, everyone had different opinions. Kieran McAvoy wrote for me in the first race and said it was the worst track he'd ridden on. So it was going to be a long day.
Yeah.
But, it was unique. I think it looked all right, and you've seen horses canter the barrier and thought, well, we're a chance here, but it just apparently has no guts to it. It just was ripping out when the horses were going over.
So when you hear that, is there much you can do, Chris? Can you change some tactics? Is it just a matter of, well, let's hope the horse handles it and the rivals don't?
Well, it comes down then where you're lucky you've got the right type of jockeys on.
Yeah.
You know, I think the horses have got to be they've got to travel. If they don't handle it, they don't handle it. But Huey said you just got to get the horse comfortable and let them take them into the race when they want to. You can't try and force them. Otherwise, they lose their footing. But he handled it really well, and he came through it in good order.
He was so good yesterday. Chris, I think the Stradbroke weights are out tomorrow. What do you think you'll get now?
I've got no real idea, Ray. I haven't had a good look at the noms enough. So they're early noms and they're big noms. So we'll just wait and see.
To be fair, though, if you had one race that you think he would be best suited in, it would be a Stradbroke.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, now he's going to wait for age group one. You know, he's going to obviously pay a penalty, but he is going to be well treated at handicap conditions.
$4 Clearly Innocent, Counter Attack at $7.50, Jungle Edge, pretty brave yesterday, $10, and there's a host of horses on 13, Blackheart, Bark, Darren and Impending. We spoke to Corey Brown last week, Sense of Occasion. What's the fantastic win, congratulations on that as well, in the Doomben Cup. What's coming up for Sense of Occasion, Chris?
Jimmy, I'll put him back in the paddock. He's had a really good preparation, and I think he's appreciating these shorter preparations and try and target some races in the spring.
Hey, Chris, you know I love my stats. I'm going to run a couple past you. Four group ones for the season, 122 wins across all tracks for the season, stable prize money of over $7.8 million and climbing, all three career best. What's been the secret this season, Chris?
I think good horses.
Mm.
Yeah, getting an opportunity to train better horses, and you know, you just try and make hay while the sun shines, right?
Yeah, no, so exactly.
Just very fortunate at the moment. We've got a nice stable around us.
Yeah. And do you set yourself goals for a season? You know, look, you see it in a lot of other sports and a lot of other pursuits, Chris. Or is that something that get your systems and your processes right and the results look after themselves?
Well, I think the latter. I think you've got to be very careful as a trainer to set goals, I believe. I think you're relying on so many other factors. I think you know
right.
yourself whether you're going all right, if you're honest with yourself. But, you know, if you're trying to set certain targets of winners, you just don't know what can happen with different horses. I think it's all about the individual horse trying to maximise their potential and get as much prize money back to the owners for each horse. And
sure.
If everything works out right, we'll have a good year.
Hey, Chris, one final question. I know you love your footy. Can New South Wales get one back on Wednesday night?
Oh, I was listening to what you were saying before. I think we'll certainly get our chance. I think game one, they certainly got their chance this time round. No, I'll be having something on them.
Exactly.
Very nice, very nice. Well done yesterday, Chris. Well, it's been a big couple of weeks, actually.
Big
and and let's hope you're right about Wednesday night as well. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Yeah, good on you, Jimmy. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks, Chris.
There he is, Chris Lees, clearly innocent, winning the Darley Kingsford Smith Cup.
Makes the scone form look good, Jim.
Doesn't it? The Group 1 weight for Asia up there and just goes through the grades at clearly innocent. And, of course, good to see a photo of Greg Bennett there yesterday.
Former trainer.
The former trainer, of course, and Chris has always been very appropriate, apportions a lot of credit to Greg Bennett about the work he did in the lead up to that. Just on that State of Origin, the massive price change given the fact that Jonathan Thurston was out. They're out now to $2, Queensland. New South Wales $1.85. New South Wales were $2.10 when Thurston was. So that's a fair weight of money coming the way of the Blues. 13.53.53. Let's go to callers now. Scott is on the line, wants to have a chat about our topic. G'day, Scotty.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very well, mate.
Hey, I've got one. It's a recent one. It's got to be Adam Scott winning the Masters.
Yeah, life-changing, wasn't it?
Adam Scott, life-changing.
As Jimmy Nance says, and we done. Day and Scott has been picked by Schwartzel, birdieing the last four holes in 2011, I think it was. And
that's right.
So it kind of had a bit extra oomph behind it when he actually did it. It was great. Leaves me in the background, clenching his fist. Awesome stuff.
Well, it was just one of those things that Australia hadn't done. It was like the America's Cup. I mean, no one had done that, but to be the first, to be a breakthrough like that, I think Adam Scott's a good one. Good on you, Scotty.
In the mix there, Scotty.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you, Scotty.
There he is.
Day, boys.
Same to you, Scott. Scott nominating Adam Scott. There you go.
He's in the mix.
New South Wales jersey up for grabs on that one. Let's see what Dougie's got. G'day, Dougie.
G'day, Billy. G'day. Jimmy, Gay, Ray.
How are you, Doug?
I wish I was Billy Slater.
Billy Slater, I think, it's not getting a fair go. It's just a catch-22, I should imagine.
Well, I can understand why they didn't pick him, but I would have picked him.
Yeah, I would have picked him too, and I wasn't very happy about it.
Nah.
I don't go for Queensland, you know.
Well, some say he's the greatest fullback of all time, don't they?
That's right.
And young Wallace, for the coach, was very upset and very emotional. Mm.
It was amazing, wasn't it, to see that? Yeah. Like, hang on, here's a coach not getting his way.
Is that what happened, you reckon, Jim?
Of course it did.
You reckon Kevy wanted Billy Slater in?
Absolutely.
Gee.
And can you imagine? So that Gene Miles, Darren Lockyer, Kevin Walters. Can you imagine Darren Lockyer saying, no, I don't want Billy in the side?
I can't believe it. That's staggering. Yeah. Anyway,
that's amazing.
It opens the door, Doug, for New South Wales, albeit a little bit.
That's right. And I just hope he gets another chance of getting back in the Origin match. But poor Billy, good man.
Yeah. Well, when New South Wales beat him by 20 in game one, Dougie, they might have to make some change. They'll be on the run, those Queenslanders.
Yeah, I think they will. And I'm back in New South Wales, son.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff, Dougie. You keep calling us, mate. We appreciate your call on a Sunday morning. 13.53.53 is the open line number. So there you go. People wanting to have their say about cultural events, sporting events that had an impact on the culture. Could be Australia. Could be anywhere. Give us a call. Blues jersey to win, courtesy of Classic Sportswear.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Bowl in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea.
The best of Asian racing.
Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
ZNZ Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. Now, I've got to read this one today, pink, right? Because Jeremy's printed it on pink paper.
That tells you it's the advertisement, you have to read it.
That's right. Like, we're so stupid that they have to put them in different colours. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's assistance, just to make sure we don't get our papers all mixed up.
Right.
Producer Jeremy looking after us, Jim.
He looks after you.
One team.
He tries to undermine me in the quiz. There's no doubt about that.
No. This is an important ad, ZNZ Jewellers.
For more than 20 years, ZNZ Jewellers have been the source of official NRL watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, maybe Corey Oates is looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, he'll have $30,000 that he can buy one with. Or, if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, see Alan at ZNZ Westfield Hurstville, or visit ZNZ.com.au. That's ZEDNZED.com.au. Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
So this is a genuinely fantastic moment. Eleni gets to bounce the ball in the middle of Eddie Head Stadium for the first time. We wish her all the best. First goal to the Bombers, starting with Joe Danaher. It was an even competition.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgar Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show. Jimmy, your talk topic is going berserk here. I like this one from Polly down at Maruya. Wallabies winning the World Cup in 1990 under Bob Dwyer, and that Campo pass in the semi-final. Remember that? Flicked over his shoulder.
Yeah, that was. That was 1991 World Cup. 1991 World Cup. Yeah, that was a good one. And they beat Ireland in the quarterfinal, and then they stayed in Ireland, and everyone in Ireland transferred their support to Australia.
Against the All Blacks, wasn't it?
Against the All Blacks, and then they had to go to Twickenham to beat England.
And they did.
Very good one.
And just on a similar theme, handy man at French's Forest.
Yes.
South Africa's Rugby Union World Cup victory in 95.
Correct.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very emotional.
Nelson Mandela wearing number 6 of Francois Pinault.
Correct.
Who was the
captain.
Captain, yeah, absolutely. And they did make a movie about it called Invictus, starring Matt Damon. And then the other one that we came in here, a sporting event that changed the face of the game, was watching the great Arthur Beetson land one on an equally great Mick Cronin in State of Origin. Everyone then realised this means something. Paul Huskisson.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's been out of form for a couple of years.
That's putting back in form. He's in the mix.
He is back in form. Yeah. That's right.
Speaking of in form, every time Matty Dale or Matty Dunn brings a horse to Sydney for the Tab Highway, you just got to back him, haven't you?
Yeah, you should.
Matty Dale wins a record 8th Tab Highway yesterday with a promising horse by him, a Clipper. Brings up the 100 for Tim Clark.
Clipper well positioned by Clark in fourth around the turn. Under the thumb going into clear running now, followed by Love's a Hassle, Tiger by the tail. Sun Crazer still third last. Conniving comes off the fence, giving room to Nardu on the rails. Now Clipper being scrubbed up the outside of Major Sharp. Clipper makes the move now, and Clipper the favourite hits the lead from Major Sharp. They beat off Conniving and Nardu, but Clipper is starting to draw clear. Sun Crazer is charging home at the end, but Clipper's got it won, and Tim Clark can raise the bat for a century. Clipper won it by a length and a half. What about the run of Sun Craze? There's some engine there, but gave away too big a start. Major Sharp third, then Snappy one.
Yeah, look, good win there from Clipper and the 100 for Timmy Clark. And I was speaking to a mate during the week, Ray, and he said, look, with the race replays, he said, tell Ray, we want to know where the next winner is. So where Clipper? Where's Clipper going to be running around, Roman?
Well, not 100% sure, but tell your friend, wherever Sun Craze runs next, just back it.
Right, there you go. There's the tip out of that one. Wherever Sun Craze runs next, back it. So it won't be a black book.
Abs- absolutely. We said the same thing after Scone. Unfortunately, he's got that racing pattern, Jimmy. Gets back, he needs luck. But, boy, once he learns some racecraft,
okay,
he will win some races. In Times of War, she'd gone three successive seconds this prep. Each of the horses that beat her that day had won her next start. Surely this was her chance yesterday. She finally got the job done.
Back to the inside, Tennessee Hussey as they straighten up now. Nudie Rudy in front. Khaleesi goes up the fence. In Times of War, being cuddled on the outside of El Mio Destino. Loves the Fantasy, runs on her. And Siskin's got chasing to do. In Times of War, takes the lead. Loves the Fantasy, sticking on. In Times of War is in for the battle from Loves the Fantasy. Feeling the love late in Siskin. In Times of War, begging for the post. And got it. In Times of War, just from Loves of Fantasy, Siskin and Feeling.
Both Ray Thomas and I fist pumping here. Yeah, so I was on
God
that one as well, Ray.
Heart,
good,
yeah.
Good on you. I'm glad it wasn't 1,220 metres. But anyway, there you go. Good win. And in Times of War now, probably looking for the spring.
Mm. Yeah, yes, towards the Epsom, etc. Sorry, Jim, I just got a text from Mark Van Gestel. The Gunnedah races are off.
Wow.
Postponed due to the overnight rain, and the track is unsafe to race on. So that's just come through. That's really awful luck for the people of Gunnedah. Gunnedah Cup Day, the meeting off today due to the state of the track.
So that's the second inspection or a third inspection,
yes,
of that. That
well, Shane
was
Cullen
300 to the 200,
yeah,
that Shane
concern,
told us.
Yeah. So obviously that's right in the part where you're finishing the race, so that's really bad luck for the people of Gunnedah. Jim, we always talk about sport. There's no substitute for class, is there?
None.
That's
zero.
Allergic might have had a lot of weight, but he had a lot more class on his rivals, and that showed in the Mackell Cup.
They straighten up now, 400 to run. Multitude beyond thankful. Broadside has been stalking, and now Broadside makes the move. Can he stay out the mile and a half? Allergic's coming down the outside with Danger and Soviet Courage the Rouse. Broadside in front of the 200, but Allergic storms up on the outside. He's conceding weight all round Allergic, but he's beaten off Broadside, then Soviet Courage, but Allergic's going to win the Mackell Cup. Goes on to win it by a length and a half to Broadside. Soviet Courage third, about 5 lengths back.
No market up yet for the Brisbane Cup.
Potentially might go there. He might also be turned out and head towards the Metropolitan, where he ran third last spring, Jim, at Group 1 level. And who's to say if he can't keep improving, even a Caulfield Cup possibly?
Right, and I can't find him in that market either, but the Caulfield market is out. Ginger Nuts, a $15 equal favourite with Humidor in the Caulfield Cup. Saturday the 21st of October, that one.
Come around fast enough, won't it?
It will.
Hey, Jim, normally the New Zealand two-year-olds can't compete with ours. No one told Melody Bell that yesterday.
Yeah.
She absolutely spanked them in the size produce stakes at Eagle Farm.
450 metres left to go. Malahat the leader on the size from Taking Aim. Next placing is Ours to Keep over on the inside. Melody Bell is starting to loom large on the outside. The widest there is KG Phoenix. Imperada is the next one. It's Taking Aim being collared on the outside by Melody Bell. And shortly afterward, the Kiwi went for home. Melody Bell shot 2.5 lengths in front from Taking Aim. Imperada is the next one, but it's all Melody Bell with 100 metres left to go. It's racing clear with the size. 5 lengths in front. And Melody Bell bolts in, 5 lengths Taking Aim. Pierrada third, photo for St. Patrick's Day Capital.
She was an easing favourite, but got the job done really well. So what are we thinking now? JJ Atkins?
Yes.
She is favourite for that, $3. Kementari?
Wasn't he good yesterday?
Very impressive win yesterday at $4.60. And then we go out to Easy Go, Easy Win at $10.30.
I think
the
key to Melody Bell, Jim, is she's by commands, and she showed yesterday that Eagle Farm track, she's going to revel in those conditions. Kementari, whether he can handle those conditions as well as Melody Bell is the key, but gee, Kementari looks a nice horse. We spoke to Chris Lees earlier. Let's listen to a booming win by Clearly Innocent.
At the 400 metres mark, and Jungle Edge's race right away, led by 4 lengths to Music Magnate, Tycoon Tara, Impending Japanese, Clearly Innocent down the outside, and Counterattack runs home as well. Jungle Edge at the furlong marker, about 4 lengths in front. Out of the pack comes Clearly Innocent, going into second from Counterattack. Jungle Edge in front. Here's Clearly Innocent on the outside, and shortly afterward, Clearly Innocent stormed up, hit the lead, and Clearly Innocent, the King of Scone, races clear at Eagle Farm. Clearly Innocent by 3 lengths of Jungle Edge. 4 lengths away, third was Counterattack, and fourth was Impending. From
King of Stone, Scone, we're going to have to extend that moniker, aren't we? King of Eagle Farm now. Clearly Innocent. Fantastic. Now, where do you think Clearly Innocent might head?
Stradbroke. Weights are out tomorrow.
We had that, didn't we? Yeah,
I think $4. He might get about, what's he got? $4 favourite, is he, Jim?
Yeah, $4 favourite at tab.com.au. Counterattack at $7.50. And Jungle Edge.
Oh, yeah, the 1-2-3s from yesterday.
Exactly. Mm. And Jungle Edge, $10 in that market.
I think it's almost his Stradbroke to lose, Clunas, and he was that good yesterday.
Yeah, and as Chris said, you know, having a rider like Huey on, despite the condition of the Eagle Farm track, and there was a lot of criticism of that, know your horse, know how it runs, and then away you go.
That was Hugh Bowman's 12th Group 1 in Australia. He's also won 2 in Hong Kong. Shane Dye won 13 Group 1s twice in 97 and 98.
Did he really?
Yes, all in Australia. Yeah. So Huey Bowman's, do you give him the record, or do you include the international ones, or do you say he needs one more to equal Shane Dye?
Nah, you got to make it. You can't make it international.
Okay, well, he's one more. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still trail the great George Moore, who rode 17 majors in 57-58 when Tullock went berserk.
Oh, right.
That's the all-time record, yeah.
Wow, look at that. Isn't that fantastic? 1353-53, the open line number. That's it for our race replay. Yeah.
Although Eagle-Eyed Phil...
No replay for Magical Stance.
Exactly.
You two obviously didn't back it. 881 days between wins. Regards, Eagle-Eyed Phil. Well, you're right, Phil. We didn't. Well, I
surprised
certainly didn't.
Ron Quinton as well, don't worry.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hello, hello. Cliff Young, OAM, 1983, Melbourne to Sydney, Ultra Marathon. Had all of us cheering from the sidelines. His story made it to the TV Plus. The Cliffy Young Shuffle is part of our cultural lingo. What ticker? Michelle from Dubbo. PS, go Team Dale.
Yes, she likes me, Dale. Michelle's in the running.
That's a good one.
Young had the whole nation compelled watching him every day, didn't they?
Remember, he took a much younger bride there.
He did?
Yeah.
What happened to her? I don't know. Yeah.
Cliff's not with us anymore, is he?
He's not. We can't ask him.
No.
But it wasn't an extraordinary watching him, though. Every day, and he was still in front of me. How much longer did this guy keep running? And he just kept going and going. All those professional runners couldn't compete with him. Where did he train?
He trained chasing his cows.
Up and down
his
the
dairy
paddocks.
Cows. Yeah. In his gumboots.
It was fantastic. Great story, wasn't it?
Only in Australia.
True. Yeah.
Do you think it's a quintessentially Australian story, Cliff Young story?
That's going to be hard to beat, Michelle from Dubbo. She's in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. There you go. There's the challenge, everyone. Can you beat that one? From Michelle from Dubbo. 1353-53 is the open line number. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with Josh Parr, other side of this.
The Brothers War. Dual stakes winning son of superstar sire Warfront. From Group 1 winning Sadler's Wells mare, Moon Queen. His oldest progeny are outstanding weanlings. All-inclusive breeding package for the Brothers War, including stud fee, adjustment, vet and GST, available for $11,000. Contact Angus at Coringle on 0429 842 875.
You'll love taking a shot at our great offers available across the NBA playoffs and finals. Plus, we have a huge range of markets open on every game. Place a bet on the NBA today on your Tab app, tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
To you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Steve Bradbury gave every underdog in sport right across the board belief, if you're in it, you can win it. That's from Doyley.
Good call.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't think it goes past Cliffy Young. No, yeah. What about Rob from Newcastle? What about Farlap? The people loved him.
Yeah. It does. I'm just saying the people love to. Yeah, no. How do we know? We just have to take it on.
Well, we have to. What we've read.
Yeah.
What we've learned.
I mean, I saw the mini series, but does that count?
Bit of license taken.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
But it all say that Farlap, Bradman, and Lindrum kept Australians focused through a very tough year.
Yeah, gave them something to look forward to. During a very tough economic time. So there you go, there's a nomination. There's some good ones.
Yeah,
good ones.
It's a talk topic. On the run.
On the run, hey? Yeah. Talk about improvising.
This is what I pay the big bucks.
No, this is you and I working together as a team, Ray.
What a team. Boss is coming through.
Well, you and me, I think producer Jeremy's still got me on the outer, but anyway.
I tell you what, he's telling us quick going. We've got got poor Josh Parr waiting on the line.
Sorry, Josh.
He had a great day yesterday. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for joining us. And we were mentioning earlier, Josh, about allergic. There's no substitute for class, is there? And, gee, you showed it yesterday in the Mackell Cup.
Good morning, guys. And yeah, that's exactly right, Ray. He definitely showed class yesterday. He carried the top weight, and the nearest weighted horse to him was 54.5 kilos. So against his 59. So a remarkable effort to come from the rear of the field and run them all down.
Yeah, and the other thing about it is that the tactics that you discussed with Darren Boomen about what allergic likes and room to gallop, and then you might have been in the worst part of the track, and all that doesn't matter. Because the horse wants to run in a particular way, Josh.
Yeah, exactly right. It's the old saying that you shouldn't go too far away from a horse's pattern.
Mm.
And sometimes I fall into the trap of doing that, and it usually brings you unstuck. But in this situation, we're able to ride him as he likes to be ridden, and it paid off.
Yeah, Josh, up to that point, the first six races, every winner had basically come along the fence. You didn't have any second thoughts about trying to cut the corner and go inside and save ground and try and be too cute at all on a loop?
Yeah, I was just travelling so well going down the side, and Big Blue ahead of me was actually travelling quite well also. So I was quite confident that he was going to be able to take me a hell of a long way and drag me into the race and around the outside and you know, sort of take me in within range of striking distance, so to speak. So it did cross my mind, but when I was going to get a free cart from Big Blue, it was a no-brainer.
And as it turned out, a couple of winners after you came down towards the centre of the track. Perhaps the track was evening out, but it showed that wasn't as bad as probably people thought.
Yeah, I think credit where it's due. They produced a nice track there yesterday. As you've mentioned, the horses were winning from various parts of the track, and it was a nice track to ride on.
A young bloke like you is clearly eager to learn. What's it like having Darren Boomen? I know he's there in the interim, and I don't know how much work you were doing with him previous to that when you were riding for Godolphin, Josh, but what's it like having a Hall of Famer like Darren Boomen leg you up?
Yeah, it's really cool. I was thinking about this last night. I was on the lounge watching a bit of the footy, and I was just thinking about the day. And so when I arrived on the scene in Sydney as a three-star apprentice, Darren Boomen was absolutely flying as a jockey. He was riding four or five winners every single meeting. So to a three-kilo apprentice like myself, he was like this untouchable figure, just an incredible jockey. So he's probably the best I've ridden with. And so now to have ridden a winner for him that he's trained, it was quite a cool experience. I really enjoyed it.
And Josh, yourself, you've had a really good season. I'm just checking the stats there. 37 winners in the city, well and truly entrenched in the top 10. Is that sort of a position where you thought you could get to this season?
Yeah, I wasn't too sure, Ray. I was coming off the back of hip surgery, and I'm very confident. I'm a confident person. I believe in my own ability. But you just can never be too sure, especially coming off such a long layoff. I wasn't sure where my position was going to be this season, but a combination of hard work, good support, and a fantastic job from my manager John Walter, we're making the right move.
Your brother-in-law's got you covered, though.
Yeah.
we're about to speak to him next hour.
He was always going to bring that up. Josh,
how does that go at Christmas time?
Well, I'm well and truly aware of this situation, and I'm doing my best to counter it. So, look, there's still time. Anything's possible.
Exactly. Hey, Josh, I know you love your footy too, and it is we count down to Origin on Wednesday. What's your prediction for Wednesday night, mate?
I'm hoping this isn't biased, but I'm convinced the Blues are moral. I think they've picked a good side. Queensland missing its key players. Go the Blues.
Well said.
I hope Josh is right.
Josh, there you go. Chrissy Lees has said New South Wales. Josh Parr said New South Wales. Now, just the players believe it. It's New South Wales. That's the most important thing. Hey, Josh, well done yesterday. Great ride on Allergic. Great win from Allergic. And really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
There he is, Josh Parr.
He's riding well.
Good, good. Yeah. All always good with his time on a Sunday morning. I mean, as we say, we keep bringing up winners, so they do appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but we're lucky in racing. They make themselves available, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Should be more of it across all sports, most notably rugby league. That's a topic for another time. 1353 53 is the open line number. Before we get to that, Raymond, I want to do a shout-out to the Paddington Colts, a famous club, rugby league club in Sydney's East. They're having a 50th anniversary celebration of their A-grade premiership in 1967. So it's happening next Friday, June 2nd. Starts at 6:30 up at East Leagues Club. So if you want to get a ticket to that, if you want some more information about it, go to paddingtoncolts.com.au, paddingtoncolts.com.au. There you go, Bobby Jones. Don't say I don't do anything for you. 1353 53, that number. Let's go to Joel, who's on the line now. G'day, Joel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Really well, mate. Joel, what do you got for us?
Yeah, the biggest cultural sporting event I can remember is back in 2004 when the Greeks won the UEFA Euro.
Yes. Wow,
they
that's
beat,
right, yeah.
Beat Portugal against all odds. I think they were 100-1 to win the competition. And I just remember the Greeks partying in the streets, even here in Australia, for days on end.
Brighton Les Sands was going crazy.
Yeah, that's right, Brighton. That's what I remember.
When, was that 94?
No, 2004.
2004, yeah.
Yeah.
Good
one, Joel. That's a really good pickup, because I think they've been having economic hardship since about Second World War, haven't they, Chris?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm not Greek myself, but, they've been doing it tough ever since.
Yeah. I mean, half the buildings over there aren't finished, Ray, are they?
No.
No.
And they didn't finish half the stuff at the Olympics that year either, I don't think. That's a good one, Joel.
Probably a cultural thing, isn't it? Yeah. Like they think, oh, it's almost done, that'll do. Let's move on to the next project. Thank you, Joel.
Joel's in the running.
Thank you, Joel. He is in the running. So a little asterisk next to Michelle, a little asterisk next to Joel. That's made it a tough decision. Let's see what Chris has got on the line. G'day, Chris.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good morning,
really
Chris.
Well, mate.
Yeah, mate, I just remember as a sporting fan, but, I love my rugby league, but when Aloisi got that goal for the World Cup, I remember I was home and just the atmosphere and, people were coming out of their houses after it. That was pretty amazing. And I think soccer, that was a changing moment for soccer in Australia.
Yeah, very, very good point.
Oh, that's a great point.
You were there, weren't you, Jim?
I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there. 150 minutes of noise.
Wow.
That's what it was.
It was extraordinary, wasn't it?
Just incredible. Were you there that night?
I was watching it. I wasn't there.
Right.
Gee, Chris, fantastic call.
Great nomination. Yeah, people. I'll tell you what, the other one. In 1993, when Sydney were confirmed as hosting the
very, very good point.
That was an amazing night.
Everyone got up, wait for it. And
celebrated like you wouldn't believe. John Fay. The massive big jump. John Fay, and then he just got shuffled out the back, didn't he? Sorry, John. You won't be doing anything around the Olympics. But he did. He got shuffled out, didn't he?
Well, he got his job done.
He got the job done. So, Michael Knight, I think he was the minister heavily involved in that one. But that was a big one.
We've got a couple here. Mark from Musselbrook. The West Tigers in 2005 united two clubs and their fans. It was one of the greatest nights ever. The club has gone from strength to strength ever since.
I think Mark might have his tongue planted firmly in his cheek there.
It's like that grand final with my son. He's only a little boy then, and we were right on the point where Benji Marshall did the flick pass.
Oh, wow.
We were right in front of us. It was fantastic.
Unbelievable. There, good nominations. Keep them coming in. Cultural significance, sporting events. It could be a cultural significance of Nowra, the sporting event today. Of course, they've got the big showcase down there to give us the scratchings. Unfortunately, too, just to repeat, Gunnedah off. Gunnedah races off today, which is, as you mentioned, Ray, Gunnedah Cup Day, very disappointing. But for the first time this morning, we say good morning to Tan with all the scratchings.
Good morning, Tan. Good morning, everyone. Yes, there was overnight rain at Gunnedah and the track is deemed unsafe to race on. So we have Nowra, where the weather is fine, the track a good four, the rail is true, and there are 19 scratchings. Race one, take out number seven, Baletusa, number seven. Race two, number one, Kawakini, number one. Out of race three, number one, Brogue. Four, I'm No Phony, and 7 Miles Moment, 1, 4, and 7. Out of race four, number nine, Tikanova, 10, Bells Creek, and 11, Goldmine, 9, 10, and 11. Race five is clear. Go to race six, take out one, Say Can You See, number six, Read All About It, 8, Weekend Affair, 11, Bounding Badger, 14, Twice As Sweet, 15, Lulu Raz, 16, Cara Cavallo, and 17, Will She Appeal. 1, 6, 8, 11, 14, 15, 16, and 17 out of race 6. Race 7 is clear. And the last race 8, take out 8, Always Flushed, 14, Rabanne's, and 15, Mr. Burns. 8, 14, and 15 out of race 8 at Nowra.
A 10, a quick one. Horse Say Can You See, which is out of race.
It's hard to say without singing, isn't
it?
Say Can
on,
You See. No,
yeah,
God, no. There's only one person in the world that sings worse than me.
It's me.
And that's
Guess who it's by, though? Hence the inspiration for the name. All
American.
Oh,
All American.
Something to do with America.
Yeah,
All American. American.
Yeah. Great name for horse, yeah.
Hey, Can You See, yeah.
Tips. Tracy loved that.
Now, by
you?
The way, Ray Thomas absolutely on fire with his tips. One from three last week, but but that was a bad week for you. That is a bad week.
Well,
all I'm saying is this, Ray. I'm now contemplating looking at my staking plan and upping it.
Okay.
So I'm currently $20.
Okay.
$20 on the nose. Now, should I up my staking plan today?
Perhaps it could pay for our Christmas in July lunch coming up soon.
We've already got some funds there set aside.
Ill-gotten gains.
But they're not ill-gotten gains. Can you clear up with everyone. It's a legitimate program.
Couple of tips today.
Right.
Now a race 4, number 6, Dawn Raid.
Now
beautifully
four,
placed today. Should win. Race 5, number 1, Comfortable is bet of the day at Now. Race 5, number 1, Comfortable.
Astral.
Then the Cup's a pretty open Cup. I think this mare is over the odds. Race 7, number 12, Vane Elaine each way.
Say it again.
Race 7, number 12, Vane Elaine each way. She's about $10 in overnight market.
Yeah,
so
$9.50.
Yeah, yeah, she's over the odds. She won a good race there.
So let's go through that. Race 4, number 6, Dawn Raid.
Yes.
Maddie Dale, $2.60 the quote. Bet of the day, race 5, number 1, Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
$2.80 the quote there. And then, as you mentioned, in the Cup, race 7, number 12, Vane Elaine each way in the Cup. Currently quoted at about $9.50. $13.53.53. The open line number. Sava has called, doesn't want to go online on air, but has said Michelle Payne.
Oh, she.
Michelle Payne.
The bleeding obvious sometimes.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
wow.
It?
And that we had worldwide, not just national, worldwide significance. And see, during the week, she actually received an award, Longines Women in. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was four women recognised worldwide for their achievements in their particular sports.
Right.
Equestrian, etc.
Yes.
Michelle Payne. For what she has achieved and done for horse racing, not only in Australia, but around the world with our Melbourne company.
Remember she was featured at UFC 10 whatever it was, when Holly Holm was fighting Ronda Rousey? So
that's right, yeah.
Remember she was featured on that, because it was a big deal back in the US? And I think she was at the Preakness Stakes. I saw something on social media.
That's where she won the award the night
with
before.
With Longines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before. And a couple of quick ones here. Cadell Evans winning the Tour de France.
Ah, yes. Yes, absolutely. 1975 City v Country. The rugby ball up the jumper try.
Leanne
from Tamworth.
Yeah.
I don't think that was
Dave
in that game.
Brockhoff. The City Country
rugby.
Rugby, yeah. Dave Brockhoff's team.
So
ball up the jumper.
Country beat City
correct.
In Rugby League and Rugby Union
correct.
The same year. Oh, wow.
Yes.
There you go.
Dave Brockhoff coached the country team, I'm sure, by memory.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Zorba next. All that coming up. Zorba and more Zorba after the 8 o'clock news.
I'm Kim Cartwright. Labor has called for the state government to conduct an external investigation into staffing levels at a New South Wales hospital after shock claims emerged that sticky tape was used to treat a baby. The baby's mother claims her son received third world treatment at Lismore Base Hospital in 2014 when staff sticky taped the teat from a baby's bottle to the infant's navel to try to push the mass of skin back into the stomach from a herniated obstructive bowel. Labor Health spokesperson Walt Secord.
There has to be an external independent investigation into this. There's clearly a problem with staffing levels, and now this comes on the tail of the horrific, horrific death involving in the mental health unit.
After almost a week of searching, police believe two bodies found in the Victorian bush are those of a missing elderly mother and her disabled daughter. The bodies found in Samaria yesterday afternoon are yet to be formally identified, but police believe they are 89-year-old Isabel Stevens and her daughter, Judy, 53. The exact circumstances of their deaths are unknown, however, police are not treating it as suspicious. Leaders of the G7 group of nations have failed to agree on a joint statement on climate change. Six world leaders reaffirmed their commitment to the Paris Accord, but President Donald Trump refused to recommit the United States,
saying he would make a decision next week. French President Emmanuel Macron said he hoped Trump would be convinced that the deal was also in America's best interest.
Je pense d'ailleurs que les arguments qui ont été mis en lumière par...
I also think the arguments put forward by the other six member states complemented each other well, and I hope they will convince Mr. Trump of what's at stake and of how important the Paris Accord is also to the US economy.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is gearing up for tough negotiations with Indian mining giant Adani over a new cabinet-approved royalties deal. If Adani agrees to the deal, they'll be instructed to pay royalties from the first year of production, Deputy Premier Jackie Trad said. She's flagged an option to defer some royalties within the first 5 years, but they would attract interest payments. The environmental watchdog in New South Wales has defended guidelines which fail to notify residents they are living near contaminated land. A state government review found homeowners could be living near contamination without knowing it because the New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority failed to make the information public. The review was led by Macquarie University Professor Mark Taylor, who found the EPA failed to make the information public even when the contamination is significant enough to warrant regulation. The EPA told the review it decided not to declare all contaminated residential sites because it could affect the valuation of a property. However, a statement released yesterday claimed human and environmental health were a priority. Also in news, Greg Allman, pioneering singer for the Allman Brothers Band, has died aged 69. A major IT failure has forced the cancellation of British Airways flights from Heathrow and Gatwick airports. An accused paedophile from Western Australia who is a member of the so-called Evil Eight will reappear before a New South Wales court after being refused bail. A man has died after falling from a second-floor balcony at Cremorne on Sydney's North Shore. And an age limit on women accessing government funds to use IVF could soon be imposed. This is Air News. Sunshine Coast Lightning are seeking a mental edge to complement their form on the court when the Super Netball Finals begin next Saturday. The side has been working with a sports psychologist for much of the past month. The Lightning secured second place on the ladder after staving off the Giants 56-55 last night. They will play minor premiers Melbourne Vixens in Melbourne, with the winner heading straight to the grand final. The loser will play the winner of the minor semi between the Giants and Collingwood Magpies. In other results this weekend, Vixens 68 beat the Fever 42 and the Firebirds 67 downed the Swifts 48. While the Melbourne Rebels have their fingers crossed the injury to Sean McMahon isn't as serious as first thought, they feel that they have a ready-made replacement in Colby Fainga. McMahon suffered a suspected dislocated wrist and broken arm late in the Rebels' 41-19 Super Rugby loss to competition leaders Crusaders. With David Pocock on sabbatical, McMahon was set for Wallabies selection behind first choice number 7 Michael Hooper. Now likely to be ruled unavailable, it falls to Fainga, who would be right at home in a Wallabies jumper, following in the footsteps of his older brothers. Also in Super Rugby, wins to the Hurricanes and Sharks this round. Briefly, in cricket, England won their one-day international series over South Africa. Western Bulldogs Melbourne, Richmond and Adelaide have had wins in the AFL and the Warriors and Sharks in the NRL. And Kimi Raikkonen will start the Monaco Grand Prix from pole position after setting a new lap record. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Think normal is having a handful of belly fat? It's time to rethink normal. Head to makehealthynormal.nsw.gov.au to find out more. If you're off to the airport, give yourself extra time. It's heavy on Marsh Street and Airport Drive right now as you approach the international terminal. Looking at the coast, approaches to the major beaches north and south appear to be moving well for now, and the tunnels, including Cross City, Lane Cove and Sydney Harbour, are accident and breakdown free. You wouldn't overpay for your internet, so why pay more than 4% on your home loan? Switch and save to Mortgage House now. They'll do all the work for you. Just call 133-144. Conditions apply. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, guten Morgen. That's German.
Good morning. That's Australia.
Yeah, Mama. And speaking of things German?
Not very well.
Right now, you can save up to 15% on a Miele kitchen appliance package at Bingley. Great German quality.
Sehr gut. That's German for very good.
Very good, Mum.
I just said that.
Save up to 15% on a Miele kitchen appliance package at Bingley. It's a great deal.
Yeah, Lano.
What accent's that, Mum?
Yeah, the Lee accent.
Offer ends June 4. See you in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Areas of fog this morning, mostly in the west, mostly sunny afternoon. Winds north to northwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres and increasing to 20 to 30 kilometres an hour during the afternoon, then tending westerly in the evening. 0% chance of rain, we like that. Maximum 23 degrees. Beautiful autumn day here in Sydney Town, Raymond. Now, what about Narraweena and down at Nowra for the races?
Narraweena currently at 13 degrees, beautiful sunny morning, heading for a top of 22. And down at Nowra for Nowra Cup Day, Jimmy, currently 12 degrees, heading for a partly cloudy day, but lovely 22 degrees for Cup Day.
Last tackle, 2.5 to go. Feeney, Lamb decides to pass the town here to his brother Peter. Kick back and down. Here comes Brock Lamb. Brock Lamb scores for the Knights. You're tight. I think he's offside.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Big hour coming up on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Peter Peters very shortly. Timmy Clark will have a chat to Phil Moss. Apparently he wants to come on at a certain time. Haven't things changed with Mossy. Earlier on he was lucky to have a gig.
That's a good
just
man.
Happy to have one now.
Good
he just wants
be,
to dictating
here.
What time he wants to come
no,
on.
He's not.
The Dean Ritchie with Dean Ritchie, by the way, live at Kingscliff.
He's dictating the time.
Apparently he's up there working.
Which is fair enough, yeah.
Working.
No, he's
I say inverted commas. Yeah. ZNZ quiz will be on as well, so very big hour. Now, Anthony Barker via Twitter says, and we're talking about our talk topic today, Raymond, culturally significant sporting events, just checking the obvious, but America's Cup, Australia 2, no doubt first mentioned. Well, it actually gave us our topic, didn't it? We're interviewing John Bertrand a little bit later today as our legend of the game, and that gave us our talk topic for today, culturally significant moments in sport. I reckon this bloke's been around a few. The great Peter Peters. In fact, he's documented them for different newspapers. It's great to have him on the line. Hello, Zorb.
Morning, boys.
Have you got a culturally significant sporting event?
Yeah, two that I was very involved with that are part of Australian folklore in sport now. World Series cricket. I mean, when Kerry Packer introduced that to Australia, it was simply amazing. Drop-in pitches, coloured outfits, one-day games. It was just incredible and changed the face of cricket virtually overnight. I remember... remember Kerry standing at the dressing room door of the Australians after a very successful first day-night match, and he actually told the media that you'd come in. Yeah, you can come in. No, you can't come in. Go away. And nobody ever doubted him. And the other one was my old dear mate, the late Bill Morty, who introduced boxing to satellite television in Australia and then eventually pay for television. He took boxing from the gutter in sport in Australia to a high-profile sport, which attracted massive crowds to the entertainment centre, and to watch our own homegrown world champion products like Jeff Fennec and Jeff Harding come through. That was a tribute to the foresight of one of the greatest sports writers and best blokes you'd ever meet, Bill Morty.
Isn't that amazing how the time matches the talent? You know, the Fennec comes along at a time when someone like Bill Morty is doing that.
And also Kostya Zoo. I remember going out in 91 to watch the Australian Championships, Pete, and Bill Morty pulled me aside and said, come and watch this kid. He is a superstar. It was Kostya Zoo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he certainly was. And Bill brought him to Australia, helped him into a home, virtually made him a star, and Kostya dumped him. not happy about that.
Well,
but
yeah,
that's life, and that happens in life, and that'll always stick in my craw. But two amazing events that that I watched unfold, and was just thrilling to be part of it. And I mean, I don't think I was an outstanding boxing commentator, but I was Bill's mate, and if he went to America, or went anywhere with the world title fights, part of the deal was that I'd be one of the commentary team. So you need people like that in your life, and I'll never forget him.
Oh, wow. That's a great story, Zul. Speaking of dumping, Queensland have dumped Billy Slater, essentially. Would you have done the same?
No, definitely not. Darius Boyd's a good player. He's a great player, but and he's in good form, but he's made his mark in Origin as a winger, and that, I think, has lessened Queensland's attack in this game. I know he's a brilliant a brilliant player to come into the back line, and he does make opportunities for his wingers and outside backs at the Broncos. But Billy Slater would have been in my side, and you know, we all have our own. I can't believe that Jared Hayne is in the centres for New South Wales. We've got three fullbacks in our back line. Would have been four.
Yes.
Tommy Turbo hadn't been injured.
Yep.
So I think there's some faults in both sides. I don't think Clemmer or Woods, in my opinion, are up to their reputation. So I would have had Paul Vaughan in. He deserves to be in. I think it's a very nervous New South Wales side, and no one is going to be more nervous than in the Blues camp than Coach Laurie Daly. Loz is a great bloke, champion ex-player. He's put his job on the line with some of his selections. I think that probably the loyalty... I mean, we're talking about Hayne 2014. We're nearly 3 years down the track, and we've got him in the centres when he's essentially a fullback. I have a problem with that. He got given a bath only just 7 days ago by Dylan Walker, who was picked in the side last year when he was in nowhere near the form that he's in this year and can't get in this year. So... some really strange selections that I don't know whether they're going to bear fruit or not for New South Wales.
I'm hearing what you're saying, Zorb. Queensland, though, no Scott, no Inglis, no Slater. Thurston's now out. Surely this is the time, isn't it?
Well, that just puts the pressure more on Laurie Daly in New South Wales.
Mm.
I think in the eyes of most south of the Tweed, New South Wales are expected to win.
Mm.
But believe me, we've expected to win before at Suncorp. We've expected to win it more before down at the MCG back when Paul Vaughton was coach and they hardly had enough players to get a side, but they still beat us. So I wouldn't be counting our chickens before Wednesday night. We've got a lot of question marks about a lot of players in the New South Wales side. They still have Queensland, still have Cooper Cronk, they still have Cameron Smith. You know, and he, you know, he'll just take over the goal kicking from first, and they won't miss a beat there. Look, New South Wales, I can't believe they're not the strong favourites for this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting, but I don't think there's any confidence coming out of New South Wales that gives them the edge. They look nervous to me, and I think they'll play nervous. And if you play nervous in the cauldron, something happens that doesn't happen to players at any other ground. They just get the hippy shakes and everything goes out the window. And that crowd, if they get on top of New South Wales and the Queenslanders get their nose in front, they can grind it out as well.
You're sensing a Queensland ambush, aren't you?
Last nine games at Suncorp Stadium in State of Origin, Queensland have won eight of them. And the one they lost, they were leading, and Cooper Cronk broke his arm 8 minutes in.
Yeah.
So... That goes to show what Zorba's talking about. I know you've got some other topics, but I just want to get your thoughts on Grant v. Greenberg. How does that finish?
Oh, well, it can only be one winner, and Grant knows that he's going, and he just wants to go on his own terms, which I think probably a lot of people would think that he's entitled to do that. And that would be next February. And I think he'll see it out. I think he's a survivor, John Grant. I think Greenberg's hands are tied, and he's fighting a very sensible political fight. When you can't say things and you can't do things without getting permission, it's awfully hard to make a mark. He needs to make a mark, but he needs to be allowed to make a mark. I think I've probably got my point across.
Yes, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I also think, too, that I think that he's been let down poorly by the media department at the NRL.
Who has?
I think Todd Greenberg. I think he needs to be up front more, and for some reason he doesn't seem to be. I think he needs to be more open. I think he needs to be accessible more to the heads of media at the various organisations in print, electronic and social media.
That's his strong point.
It is his strong point.
Yeah.
He's not been allowed to use it. And it was always his strong point when he's at the Bulldogs. He has got good contacts in the media, but his hands are tied. And he's not the spokesman that he should be. And maybe the change of the chairman might accelerate that in the future. It can only be a good thing if it does happen.
Mm. Hey, Sorb, moving on, South. What's happening to him, Sorb? Eels 22-16, they were just too good for the Rabbits on Thursday night. They got
the
Friday night.
Yeah, I think it's flattered South. Mm. I know they went to Perth, and a fair way, you know, it's a long trip back, but you can't use excuses like that. I mean, they've fallen 2.5 seasons. Mm. They're a poor imitation of the 2014 Premiers. Poor handling, lack of enthusiasm. Sure, they're missing Greg Inglis, and every side's going to miss him, but there's no spark in the side. The top eight looks a bridge too far. Mm. They're in front of, as we sit this morning, the West Tigers and Newcastle. They're 14th, and it's too far back for them. Cross them out. They can't make the finals. They need a massive rebuild. They've got Dane Gagai from Newcastle, and that's just got to be the start of a rebuild at South. Their forwards are bordering on embarrassing and being carried by Sam Burgess.
Sam Burgess and Angus Crichton are the guys carrying them.
Yeah, young Crichton's doing well.
Yeah. Now, the Warriors can make the finals, but they probably won't, even though they win well last night.
Well, I'm getting sick and tired of the NRL giving the New Zealand Warriors a leg up during Origin. Every year, the Warriors get a mid-season lift, and last night was just another example. The club least affected by Origin played the club most affected by Origin. It's crazy. Why were Brisbane playing last night against a side that doesn't have, well, they've got one, Jacob Lilleyman in. It's crazy. It's dumb. It's unacceptable. The Warriors led 16-0 at half time, and it was game over. Just boring. And why wasn't that game scheduled for next week? Mm. It would have been quite easy.
Well, look, the Broncos' two byes will come in the next two Origin games. Got no doubt because it's one of those things that you're right. The side that's least affected is up against the side that's most affected.
But
the draw is unfair, Zorba, and we know that.
Oh, yeah,
the thing about split rounds is it makes it more unfair.
Mm. That was embarrassing last night. I mean, everyone's saying now, oh, geez, the Warriors look good. Of course they look good. Six players out plus their hooker. Mm.
Just
unfair.
Hey, mate, we're under the pump here today. We're going to have to get your zapper from you now, please.
Okay, I'm going to go Queensland with a start.
Oh.
And, today I'm going Raiders to cover the Roosters. They've got too many out the Roosters. So Raiders covering the start into Queensland with a start.
Okay, Raiders minus 7.5. That's into $1.80. And then the start is 1.5 in the State of Origin game. And Queensland have that.
Queensland
have the plus 1.5.
Okay, that's me.
Yeah, that's $1.85. So there you go. Queensland Raiders minus 7.5 into Queensland plus 1.5. $1.80 and $1.85 respectively. Got a fly, Zorb. Thanks, mate. Speak next week.
Have a good day.
See you, Pete.
There he is, Peter Peters, with all his thoughts on the game of rugby league. Up next, Timmy Clark.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the Small Business Loan Specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. On Deck partners with MYOB.
But you'd love to win the ultimate UFC experience. Well, with TAB, UFC's official betting partner, you could. We're offering a fight fan and a friend the trip of a lifetime to Las Vegas for UFC International Fight Week. The prize includes flights, accommodation, VIP tickets, and more. For your chance to win, simply head to tab.com.au and correctly pick who will win UFC 212, Aldo or Holloway. TAB, we love a bet. Full terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with App Connect and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Plus, for a limited time, it comes with free 8-speed auto. Offer ends June 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
It's somewhat from Happy Clapper. It's somewhat a length clear from Happy Clapper. It's somewhat hanging on. He wins the Doncaster, a half length to Happy Clapper.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back. Hi, boys. The Bathurst 1000 V8, Holden's versus Fords, and Brock versus Johnson Moffat. That's culture. Regards, Roberto.
Good point.
That is a good one, yeah. Hey, now, just before we get to Timmy Clark, who had 3 winners yesterday, I noticed in At the Track today, Ray, you're right about lights, camera, Stipes, roll, action, talking about race patrol films. Now, this goes back to the, Glenn Schofield up and rolling case of last week. And
did you see it?
I watched it last night, yeah. And I thought it was... this should be standard for whenever there is a protest case in racing.
I think I used the word illuminating there in that copy, because that's what it was. Because when you could see from the different angles, you could almost read Glenn's mind, how he's going, ducking in here to get the gap.
Trying to get a run
and getting
there.
Through there. Yeah. Also playing in the back of his mind was the track was racing very much towards leaders on fence that day.
Right.
So he's trying to save a bit of ground, but there were gaps coming. And the salient point was young Andrew Adkins rolling back in onto Glenn. He was subsequently suspended for that, young Andrew. For
yeah, I saw that.
If
saw that.
That hadn't happened, up and rolling through and wins the race. So,
but you know what? As a layman, you've done it all your professional life, so you know it. But as a layman like me, I looked at it and thought, God, I've learnt so much here.
Correct, yeah. And I actually asked the stewards yesterday if they consider doing it more, and they will with certain circumstances, certain cases. And that did create a lot of discussion, the Schofield case. But I think anyone who watches that patrol film will have a totally different view and can understand with the stewards and indeed what Glenn Schofield was doing.
There's been widespread criticism of Glenn Schofield coming out of that, and once you see that, you know how you understand how unfair it has been.
Illuminating.
Widespread criticism. Mm. So, one bloke who's very hard to criticise at the moment is Timmy Clark. Three winners yesterday. And when Ray Thomas writes about you on a Saturday, it's almost a guarantee for you to have a big day. Is that right, Tim? Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. I hope that's the case. Pretty good judge, Ray, and he's been on fire himself lately, I hear.
Mate, you should hear him off air. He just never stops talking about it, Tim.
Tim, you don't believe that, do you, Tim? Hey, Tim, I did ring you up on Friday because you did have a terrific book of rides at Randwick, but quite often when you think you've got a great book of rides, it doesn't actually play out on the day, but it did yesterday for you. 3 winners, and including that important 100. How important was that for you to finally raise the bat, so to speak, and bring up a century of wins in a season?
Look, it was just a little bit of a personal milestone that I was obviously keen to achieve after getting so close last year. So, it was just a really important personal milestone for myself to say that I got it done. And, it was obviously, nice to get it done early in the day as well. And then... to ride a couple of more winners after that was icing on the cake.
Yeah, pressure's off, isn't it, a little bit? Well, maybe it's own self-imposed pressure, but I thought the run of My True Love was absolutely outstanding. So strong with that 60 kilos on the back. What sort of feel did she give you, Tim?
Yeah, she was great yesterday. Obviously, she appreciated stepping up to the 1400. She was just a bit outpaced first up in the 1100 and said yesterday that... when Gay and Adrian's horses get to control a race like she did yesterday, they're very hard to run down. And she's a filly that has shown a little bit of potential, winning a couple of races last time in, and she just seems as though she's come back bit bigger and a bit stronger this time in. And on the back of that win, I think she can go on, and you know, she's probably a chance of getting a bit of black type next to her name as a three-year-old filly, which is so important.
Tim, I did ask the stable after that win if Brisbane was on the radar. It wasn't initially, but she was so good yesterday, as Jimmy said, My True Love. There's some talk now of potentially looking at a race like the Dane Ripper. Is she up to that sort of class now?
Yeah, look, I'm a bit hard to assess. I'm sure just where she sits at the moment, but I'm sure that they'll have a good line on. I think they sent another filly up there yesterday, Miss Debbie Tyne, and they'll be able to get a line probably through her and match it up. And if they decide to take her up there, I'm sure she'll be competitive because she's got that great racing style, like most of the stables horses do, and it gets them out of the trouble a lot of the time.
The Sporting Chance Golfers Handicap in times of war says here carrying 54.5 kilos, but actually carried Ray Thomas and myself as well yesterday, Tim. So well done on that one. Did you took the scenic route?
Yeah, it wasn't overly pretty, but it was somewhat effective. But look, she's been racing so consistently and really deserved that win. I would have loved to ride her. We're trying to ride her just sort of back off the speed with a bit of cover and hold her up. And, we all know she's got a really good turn of foot if we can cuddle her as long as we could. But just from where I drew, I was just didn't quite pan out like I'd hoped. And we had to sort of change plans on the run a little bit. But she toughed it out really well at the end of end of 1200 at Randwick. So, look, she obviously didn't want any further, but... hopefully now she's got that win on the board, and she's definitely another filly that I think is destined for black type.
Yeah. Hey, we spoke to your brother-in-law, Josh Parr, last hour, and we made mention of you being ahead of him with winners, and he said you're just lucky. Is that right, Tim?
I'm giving him a good bunny to chase anyway.
very good. Tim, fantastic. Well done on the 100. Well done on the three winners yesterday, and again, thanks for joining us early on a Sunday morning.
No worries, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
There he is, Timmy Clark, having a really, really good season. In fact, career best. So great to have him on the program. We'll take a break now. Phil Moss wants his own time now, so let's go to a break and make sure Mossy gets on time. 13:53:53.
Capitalist under pressure. Kiss and make up. Will this be a Todman boil over? Kiss and make up. The Gay and Singer leads all the way.
Kiss and make up. The third highest rated two-year-old of his generation and the only juvenile to conquer and defeat Australian champion two-year-old Capitalist. Eligible for the Aquis $200,000 breeder bonus scheme and the Aquis cutest matching scheme. Kiss and Make Up, standing in New South Wales at Aquis Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquisfarm.com.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
All covers, all grounds, all beaky. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Royce runs onto it.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And and welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. And it's now our time to talk football. I can't say as well as you, Jim.
Football.
That's it. Yeah, and
football.
Great friend Phil Moss is in the house, so to speak. G'day, Phil. How
good morning, guys. A little bit bleary-eyed this morning, I have to say. I combined a 50th with the English FA Cup final and the Scottish FA Cup final. All in the Call of Duty.
All right, well,
and
let's
stand up here.
Let's not talk
one
about
team.
That.
And I'm here, Jimmy, in the
right.
flesh.
Oh, right. Great. Mate, I guess they say 90% of it is turning up, isn't it? So you've got 90% right. Let's go less about the 50th and more about the FA Cup final. Arsenal 2-1. This is an all-conquering Chelsea side, and this is Arsene Wenger saving his job?
Well, quite possibly. I said on air on Friday that there's a difference between being desperate to win and being confident to win. I thought Arsenal were desperate to win, Chelsea confident to win.
Right.
Arsenal got the bickies in the end, and I think everyone will look back at this game and go, Arsenal won that in the first half. They came out of the blocks absolutely firing. Chelsea maybe still sporting the Premiership hangover, were slow to get going. They definitely came back into the game in the second half, but I think Arsenal had laid the foundation and they got the go-ahead goal. Alexis Sanchez, that was in the third minute, and rightly given, even though the linesman's flag went up for offside, it was rightly given. I think that goal epitomised Arsenal. It was a never-say-die attitude. It was first to everything in that first half. And then Aaron Ramsey, who scored the third goal a couple of years ago in the FA Cup final, again pops up on the end of some wonderful wing play by Oliver Giroud to get the second goal.
As Jimmy said, Phil, does that save Arsene Wenger's job?
Look, I mean, there's talk straight away that they've offered him a 2-year extension.
Wow.
So he
Why
now becomes.
The fans, though? I know he's won an FA Cup, but all season the fans have been baying for blood. They want Wenger out, haven't
That's
they?
That's right. Well, and all over the world, Ray. Mm. Like, you know, we've seen those Wenger out signs pop up at basketball matches in the US and, you know, tiddlywinks in Costa Rica. But. Look, on the face of it, it's not going to go down well, but you've also got to look at Arsene Wenger. And I have to say this about the man. I think he's handled the situation with so much class and dignity.
After the season things.
That's right. And he's the type of manager who very rarely gets prickly, publicly.
Yeah.
But I think he's handled the situation with a lot of class. We're just, if he does get an extension, he is now the most successful manager in FA Cup final
seventh
history.
Seven.
It's
seven.
His seventh title. It's Arsenal's 13th. So, yeah, watch this space this week. I think it'll be handled very quickly now that that's out of the way, and we'll see what happens.
Now, watch this space, because you've got us on to Tommy Rogic's goal in the Scottish FA Cup final.
It was magnificent. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it was Maradona-esque.
Whoa.
He's picked the ball up just inside his own half. He's taken on two defenders, got into the area, and the calmness with which he finished that goal, the ball was glued to his foot, as we know and expect from Tommy now, but what a brilliant moment in his career.
Did you coach him? CCU?
We did. Graham Arnold was in charge.
Right.
I'll never forget, Ronnie Smith was the one, ex-technical director of FFA. The scenes at the Scottish FA Cup final when he scored, absolutely outstanding.
Did he stand out back then, Phil?
He was a futsal player, right?
Yeah.
He missed the system. He missed the outdoor 11v11 system. Ron Smith spotted him and said to Graham Arnold, you've got to have a look at this kid. His dad drove him up from Canberra. I picked him up from a hotel in Terrigal, took him to training, and from the first minute on the training pitch, everyone just went, wow. This kid's got ability.
That's extraordinary.
There's a book called Talent, and how taking talent. And one of the things they talk about the why they're so successful in, say, Brazil is close quarters. So rather than have the big field, you're just touching the ball more. Mm. So because you do
ball
it more,
skills.
You just get better at it.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is the futsal thing, right?
Yeah, it definitely is, and that's set him up for this career that he's having now. But the interesting thing was he went overseas to Celtic off the back of about 30 professional games of football.
Yeah.
That was it.
Wow.
And
he was good.
But that's right. But when he got to Celtic, his body let him down because he just couldn't handle the extra loads.
Right.
But they seem to have got him right now, and Brendan Rodgers has come in and handled him so well. And he came off the bench, and that
that's
was his just reward.
That's the treble for Celtic, too.
Yeah, that's the domestic treble, the league championship, the league cup, and now the FA Cup.
And so what now? Is he going to be – is he going to – with the EPL sides, is he looking at La Liga? Like, he's next level, right?
Yeah, he is. And, well, he needs to. But he's just re-signed this season for 4 more years at Celtic.
He's
now,
enjoying it, Jim.
That doesn't mean that
He's enjoying Celtic.
He is, and he's in a good place with Celtic, but it's a one-team league.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good to see Tommy doing so well in domestically, but when they go to the Champions League, can he really step up to that level? And if he does, then he's got to be out of there. But a four-year deal doesn't mean he's staying there for 4 years. It just means Celtic are going to cash in on a very, very good player.
Melbourne City, new coach?
Yes, definitely a new coach, Ray. And the strong word coming out of there is that it'll be a big name. And I think it has to be. The City Football Group is one of the biggest ownership consortiums in the world.
Any hints to find a big name?
Yeah. It could be anyone. I mean, Patrick Vieira is coaching their sister club in New York City.
Wow.
So that's the calibre of... And he's young in coaching terms,
yes.
But a massive worldwide name. So, look, it could be anywhere on the spectrum of experienced managers to rookie managers, but the name...
The name
will be big.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about some movement in A-League? Now's the time that it's going to happen. Anything... that you're thinking, Sydney FC, how are they going with keeping their side together? Don't tell me Dave Carney's running around again.
Dave Carney, and let me tell you, he was outstanding the other night against Liverpool in a very flat Sydney FC side on the night, but he really stood out. Dimitrovic, there's been talk, will he stay, will he go? He's got another year on his contract. He didn't get much game time this season with Brillante and Brandon O'Neill really securing the middle of midfield for Sydney. But the other news is that Graham Arnold has come out and said that he's on the hunt for a very, very exciting Spanish winger.
A
winger who's been playing in Spain.
Right.
So that will be very, very interesting. Sydney FC, 19 players signed, I think, so there's still room for movement, so that'll be interesting.
Just your take on Liverpool-Sydney FC game during the week, Bill?
Yeah, look, it was a flat game of football. Liverpool were outstanding first half. They were outstanding, and Steven Gerrard wound the clock back. Apparently, he's playing against Manchester United for another in another friendly soon. But it was wonderful to see 73,000 singing "Walk Alone."
So good.
And look, I can't go, Ray, without giving Manchester United a rap back in Europe next season. Jose Mourinho, listen to this.
Happy man.
14 major club finals, 85.7% win record, 12 trophies out of the 14 games. 26 goals scored and 8 clean sheets. Jeez. You can't argue with those statistics.
Is that the old Cup Winners' Cup tournament, Europa?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I was watching.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we were trying. Actually, someone gave us an SMS about that
as well.
And just during the week, you posted on Facebook that your son was driving down the street that you grew up in, and I thought, oh no, he's gone DUI because of all the beers that I gave him last week. Can you clear up that that's not the case?
No, I didn't. An experienced driver with an L-plated son, you've got to be 0.0 as the passenger.
But you have been getting into the summers, haven't you?
I enjoyed a couple over the week, yes, just a couple.
Yeah. Well, is that John O'Shea getting involved in the program again? Yeah, good to have you. Hey, Phil, thanks for that, mate.
Good on you guys.
I hope we've got the times right for you and
thank
everything's okay.
It was wonderful. Wonderful. I can get my son to his washed-out game from last week now. Thank you.
Good on you, Mossy.
Phil
Moss there.
Week.
See you, all the latest in the world of football. Have a look at the Tommy Rodgett goal.
Oh,
it is spectacular.
Good, is it?
Not just the goal, but the time, the scene, the sense of occasion. Well done. Let's go to the open line, mate. John is there, wants to give us our culturally significant sporting moment. G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Really well, mate. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I've got a box trifecta for you, Jimmy. Kate Cotty, Jesse Martin, and Jessica Watson.
I tell you what.
Well,
given the theme,
Kate Cotty, Jesse Martin.
And Jessica Watson.
You know what, Jessica, I had the great privilege of interviewing Jessica Watson, and in the lead up to the interview, they said, you're going to interview Jessica. I went, fair enough. She was fascinating. Mm-hmm. This tiny little girl who took on the world.
Drive to do that. Yeah.
I know.
That's a good one, John. I tell you what, I like the thing.
Yeah, the other two weren't too bad either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Probably. Yeah.
Hey, John's in the mix, Jimmy.
John is well and truly in the mix. Didn't Kay Cotty become synonymous with cultural moments too?
Absolutely.
1353 53, the open line number. Peter is on the line. Hello, Pete.
G'day. How are you?
Really well, mate.
I just had a question for Ray, Jimmy, if you didn't mind.
No, go for it, mate.
Fire away, Pete.
Ray, could you put into perspective Farlap's achievement as opposed to Black Caviar and Wink? Because I've sort of had this conversation with a few mates. And
so difficult.
And they're so different achievements, I think, too.
Oh, so difficult. Farlap won one of his first 10 races. then won 36 of his last 41. He went overseas and won in America against America's Best despite having a hoof injury. It was different eras too, Pete. They carried huge weights. He carried 9, 12 in a Melbourne Cup, which will never be done again by a four-year-old. He won over all distances. He won during Cup Week in 1930.
Oh, yeah, this is amazing.
Four races on the Saturday, the Tuesday, he won the Cup, the Thursday and the Saturday again. Raced over all distances, 2,000, 3,200 back. It's difficult to compare, mate, but the different eras. Black Caviar, her record of 25 starts, 25 unbeaten runs. That is extraordinary itself. And Winx is on a streak now of 17 in a row, which even Farlap couldn't do. So how do you compare them, Pete, except to say they're three absolute legends. And we've been blessed to have Black Caviar and Winx race virtually back to back.
Yeah.
I don't know if it helps
you,
Pete.
Races, the four races in 7 days over all distances is phenomenal.
It is.
That's right.
It's
that's right. That's an amazing one.
And that's what will keep him at the top, I feel.
I think so. A couple of CDs coming Mark's way, what do you reckon, right?
Who's Mark?
Oh, so Peter's way, sorry. Hang on the line there, Peter.
He's gone. He said, oh, hang on, now they're talking to Mark. I'm out of here. And so are we. We've got to go to an ad break, and after that, Dean Ritchie.
Mum, you know how this is the age of supersonic air travel?
You wouldn't know, Lionel.
Well, now it's the age of supersonic hair dryers.
Oh, the Dyson Supersonic is now at Bing Lee.
How's this? It measures the air temperature 20 times a second so it doesn't get too hot. It distributes the hot air faster and better through your hair. And the motor's in the handle, so it's much better balanced.
Brilliant.
And listen how quiet it is. How's that? You can still hear me talk.
I wish it was louder.
The new Dyson Supersonic. Check it out now at Bing Lee.
All covers, all grounds, all beaky. Franco won the Champions Stakes and lived up to the fight.
International Racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Divine Prophet and Hey Doc, they come to the line together. Divine Prophet!
Divine Prophet, by emerging sire of sires, Schwazier. Divine Prophet, a Group 1 place-getter as a 2-year-old and a Group 1 winning 3-year-old. Divine Prophet, standing for $22,000, including GST, with a live foal guarantee and payment terms March 2019. Divine Prophet, standing in New South Wales at Aquas Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquasfarm.com.
Run into Penrith Mazda for an amazing end of financial year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in their Mazda Ute Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come and see the Mazda specialists. But hurry before their amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda 2016, Mazda Master Dealer, family-owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Doing things a little differently today, Raymond. Instead of having Dean Ritchie just at the end of this hour, we're having him right now, and we're going to push the quiz back. But if you want to be a part of the quiz,
call now.
The Z&Z quiz we're talking about, that's your chance to win a Z&Z watch in the team colours of your choice, then call now. Just a score update.
12-8, I'm on the
12-8, there's a bit of a comeback there coming from Raymond. And by the way, best caller, contribution, whichever way you want to get in contact with the program, there is a New South Wales jersey signed by the player of your choice.
Great.
All courtesy of Classic Sportswear, so we do appreciate that. Time now to go into the New South Wales camp there. Kingscliff apparently has been working flat out. Ever since he got there, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Hello, Dino.
Good morning, men from Kingscliff.
How are you, Dino?
How is it, Dean?
Look, no matter what I say, everyone's going to say, oh, you're on a junket. I wrote 4 stories the other day, 2 podcasts and a video. You're on a junket. You can't win. Most just post a photo with an Hawaiian shirt on and think I'm a nose.
I'll tell you what, Dino. We'll cut to the chase. How is the mood in the camp? There's all the talk about Billy Slater missing out, about Thurston's injury, about Queensland being under strength. What's the mood like in the New South Wales camp?
Oh, look, the mood's been unbelievable, right? It's been such a smooth camp. Everything's just going nicely to plan. look, the players have been disciplined. They've gone about their business in a professional way. There's been no interruptions, no disruption. And unlike previous camps when there's been ongoing sagas with a suspension or injury, this one has just gone to plan from the start. Whereas Queensland, of course, they had the Slater drama, you know, and then they've had obviously Thurston withdraw from the game. So it's almost like they're living what we've lived for the past 10 years.
Zorba's potting you. Said you, there's a nervousness about the New South Wales team.
No, I don't think so. Jimmy, I spoke to Laurie about this yesterday, and he said, look, we're playing Queensland in an Origin game. Only a fool would be complacent. Look, certainly they're not the team that on paper that they used to be, but Origin's never won on paper. Jimmy, we all know that. It's won on passion, pride, ferocity. And, look, you know, there's certainly no Slater, England, Scott or Thurston. It does look a weaker side on paper, but, look, time will tell whether that's the case. But you can always count on the Maroons being, you know, 10 to 12 points better playing at Suncorp Stadium.
Nathan Peet's at hooker. His role to give Pearce and Maloney service straight away. Have you noticed any changes in how they've gone about their business at, in training at all, Dino?
Yeah, he's a funny little kid, Nathan Peet's, right? He's just a little bit different to the rest of them. He's a bit offbeat. He's got a quirky sense of humour. But he's a tough little rooster. Look, this Blues side, to me, common to each other. You've got some wonderful strike in the back line with Hayne and Dugan and Tedesco. You've got the big boppers up front with, you know, Woods, Clemmer and Fafita. Of course, then you've got your mobility too, your back rowers, guys like Wade Graham, Cordner, Frizzell. Look, the halves are back. The marriage that was at the Roosters, Maloney and Pearce, has been reunited. They look nice and sharp. And even Mitchell Pearce, he's under pressure every time he takes the field in an Origin game. But he looks nice and chilled out and nice and relaxed, Mitchell. So I think this is a... I really think this is our year, guys. When I say that, of course, I refer to New South Wales, but I think the time's come.
Oh, we know who you're referring to, Dean. When you say our and we know who you're referring to. Dean, do you expect any changes to the starting 13? Someone mentioned to me Wade Graham starting and perhaps James Maloney from the bench still gives you that left-sided player with a kicking game. Do you think Laurie's going to toy with that?
I heard that myself, Jimmy. I also heard another rumour that Clemmer would start for Fafita. I just put it straight on Laurie yesterday. I said, any late changes? He said no. So, look, I'll take him on face value. I don't think there'll be any late changes. But, look, it wouldn't surprise me. There's still 3 to 4 days to go. Look, injury-wise, Josh Dugan's the main concern with that cheekbone. I spoke to Dugan the other day. He said he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sunday being today was going to be the day he was going to declare himself fit. So hopefully today it can end any small speculation around him. Cordner and Brett Morris didn't train for the first 2 days, but they should be fine as well.
Right, Dino. Can the Blues win? How and why and by how many?
I just think they're going to bash them, Ray. It'd be a good old-fashioned bash-up. I just think they're too big, they're too physical, they're too fierce. I think Queensland, I heard Jimmy previously this morning saying they just look a bit soft, a bit weak through the middle. I think that's where they'll be exposed. I think Frizzell will terrorise Milford. I think he'll come off battered and bruised. And I just think the Blues, you know, in good old rugby league terminology, will just bash them.
Yeah, I think they're... I wouldn't describe them as soft through the middle, Queensland, but I'm saying they outgunned...
That's what you said, Jimmy. You can't backtrack now.
I didn't say that, Dean, and you know it. They are outgunned by their New South Wales middle forwards, no doubt. I think Fafita's going to have an absolute stormer as a starting point. First time he started in an Origin game, too. I think that's significant. All right, let's have a look at today's game. Just the one game, Raiders. And we've talked about how unequal and uneven the draw is on the back of the Broncos getting whipped by... The Warriors, the team least affected, well, you know, they've only got one player out by Origin and the team most affected. But let's go to Raiders v Roosters today. Again, we've got a side that's significantly impacted and one that's not.
Yeah, that's true, Jimmy. Look, you know, I guess coaches can't have it both ways. They can't complain about Origin and losing players and then have those players come back and, you know, lead you to a premiership. So if it goes both ways, it's not ideal, but we have to live with it.
Yeah, yeah. Any changes in those...
Yeah, as for the game, guys, no changes to the Roosters. I checked with them last night and the Raiders. They're both saying they're both going to be 1 through 17. Just a quick bit of news before I go, guys. Paul Gallen, brilliant last night, 36 years old. He's already started talks with Cronulla about going for another year. So I think you'll find Gallen will be back one more time in 2008. And Nathan Peet, we just discussed him. He's close to a three-year deal at the Titans. The Bulldogs are going to advertise externally for their new CEO. I think you'll find the Sharks might have a little dabble at Will Hopewate.
Okay. And this has come in from David. Boys, Laurie would have said no changes just to get rid of Bulldog for a minute. Jeez, with David.
That's not true. I was getting in his coffee.
Oh, my.
Yes, milk with one juice and a little milk arrowroot to go with it.
Milk. Enjoy your time up there, Dan.
You are seriously Smithers from The Simpsons. Smithers, you are Smithers. You're the schmuck. There you go. Good on you, Dino. Enjoy King. I know you're hard at work, but enjoy King's Cliff just as much as you can. And good luck for your team on Wednesday night up there at Suncorp Stadium.
Me and my bleeding fingers off the training gear.
Go on, Dino.
Dino Ritchie, there he is. Courtesy of the Daily Telegraph, too. We do appreciate the Daily Telegraph offering up Dean Bulldog Ritchie for us at this time. Now, Raymond, time to get into the quiz. The Z&Z quiz, in fact. For your chance to win a Z&Z watch in the team colours of your choice. Now, we haven't decided who's going to go first or second.
You can go first.
Okay, you've read the questions, have you?
I haven't, no.
Look harder.
Okay.
The first lot? No, no. All right. Liam's on the line. G'day, Liam.
Hey, Jimmy. How you going, mate?
Very well, buddy. Very well. I need you to have a big win here today.
I hope so. Let's do it.
All right. Question one. Who led the NRL in offloads after round 11? Was it Marty Tapau, Tim Laffey, or David Nofaluma?
David Nofaluma.
Marty Tapau. Yeah, playing good football, Marty Tapau. Question two here, Liam. Which team was ranked higher on the NRL ladder after round 11? The Raiders, the Bulldogs, or the Eels?
For the Eels?
It was the Raiders.
No good there.
It was the Raiders.
Okay. It was the Raiders, yeah. Question three here, Liam. How many medal events will be contested in mountain biking at the 2018 Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast? Is it 2, 4, or 6?
We'll go 4.
That's right, Liam. It is. It's a
hang in
Joey
there.
Cocker.
Yeah, you never know.
As they say, you never know. You look at you. The old little fist pumps on the inside. Oh, you never know. Jeremy's out there doing a lap of honour in the producer's box.
My man Richard. He's going to come through in the goods. Richard, good morning.
How's it going?
Yeah, the good news is, Richard, you only need one to win, mate. I'll back you in from here.
Happy days.
Okay. Question number one.
I think you're over the line already, do you, Richard?
I'm confident.
Yeah, good on you, Rich. Here we go. Question number one. Who led the NRL in try assists after round 11? Was it Luke Keary, Cody Walker, or Daly Cherry Evans?
Luke Keary.
Just a little bit nervous.
Here we go.
Who was it?
Let's seal the deal. Oh, it was Cody Walker. Sorry, well done, Jimmy. Let's seal the deal here, Richard. Question number two. Which team was ranked higher on the NRL ladder after round 11? The Titans, the Panthers, or the Rabbitohs?
The Rabbitohs.
Oh, no! The pressure is building.
Breathe, Richard.
The Panthers, Richard.
Get the oxygen going.
Here we go. Here's one of these great questions that producer Jeremy comes up with. How many medal events will be contested in boxing at the 2018 Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast? Is it 14, 16, or 18?
Hit the one in the middle, 16.
That'll do, mate! Help you!
Richard, well
see, this is what makes me upset. Not that Richard won.
Outstanding radio.
And not that the...
Down to the
whole studio audience is not the fact that you've won, Richard, and not the fact that you now go to 12-9 or just 12-9 now.
Pressure building on you, Jimmy.
It's still just the response from the support staff over there.
It's one
thing. Panel operator Hamish and producer Jeremy jumped out of their chair like we'd won the right to put on the Olympics in 2000.
So did Richard. He won. Hey, Richard, who's your team?
The Dragons, boy.
Oh, you're a good man, Richard. There you go. We'll stay on the line. We'll get a Dragons watch out. Your courtesy of Z&Z quiz and. Richard, you just made Jimmy's morning. You've got him nervous and under pressure.
Good on you, Richard. Well done. We do appreciate
that. To the wire.
I tell you what, great drama. Mm. And we didn't stuff up anything on that, did we? Don't worry, Richard, you'll never get your watch. But, no, you will get your watch. You will get your watch. Yeah, all courtesy of ZNZ.
And they're very good at that.
ZNZ. Check them out online too. ZEDNZET.com.au.
I'll be in the mail this week, that watch.
Here we go. 9. Raymond, you're on the massive fight back. 1353 53 is the open line number. We're looking for culturally significant moments. So let's go to Margaret. She's on the line. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, boys.
Good morning, Margaret.
Really well, Margaret.
How are you, Margaret?
Really good, thank you.
That's the way.
My hero, his Western town. They chatted again on TV, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and I thought, how good was Malcolm Johnson?
He's one of the greats, Margaret. Oh. You know he's a favourite of this program, obviously.
Oh, and we're lucky to have him here in the Hawkesbury, too.
Yeah.
It's nothing to run into him in the town of Richmond.
He'll always say hello to you, too, Margaret.
I know,
that sort
he
of bloke.
Does. Just a beautiful person.
You know he's got a new car, too. He sent me a photo of it the other day. Gee, he's proud as punch. It's a Mustang GT.
Oh, my God, my favourite.
Oh, really?
Tell him to pick me up.
Well, actually, I'm doing a gig with him next month at Singleton, at the Singleton Rugby Club.
Oh, God. What? Isn't he lucky? Because that's got the horse in the front of it, hasn't it?
That has. You're
well
right.
Done,
you're
man.
Spotted. Yeah. It's well done, yeah.
Oh, geez, I love the Mustang. I got a like a stopwatch necklace the other day, and blow me down if there isn't a horse Mustang right on the front of it. And I think I'm really smart, you know, wearing it around. I show it to everybody, and it's like a stopwatch. And I think, oh, geez, I'm so proud of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and proud of Malcolm Johnson, too, because every time you see it on TV, you don't realise what a hero he was.
Yeah. They were pretty good together, Miracle Mal and the King.
Oh,
a great combination.
Well, he was a great rider in his own right.
He
now,
was,
not
yeah.
just with the Kingston Town. But go on, Raymond, do it.
What's
do
that?
It.
Two CDs coming Margaret's
oh,
way.
Oh, wow, my day, my lucky day.
Great call, mate.
Great to have you on the line, Margaret. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much,
no
Paul.
No problem.
Have a good day, Margaret.
Yep, you both too.
Breathless delivery. That's fantastic.
Enthusiasm. I love the enthusiasm, Jim.
Jimmy and Ray, I love Zorba, and I agree with his comments on Woods and Clemmer, but he is wrong on Jared Hayne. He is a superstar, and Queensland would have been hoping that we left him out. He is the only player in our team who has totally dominated in multiple Origin games. Personally, if Hayne had been backpacking in Europe for 2 years and turned up on Origin night in thong shorts and a singlet, I would kid him out and play him. All these New South Wales critics will be eating crow on Thursday. Don from Carlton. Don,
good. I like your thinking,
you know what, Don? I actually agree with Don. Jared Hayne gets picked no matter what his club
form is like. Alex from Edelong Beach. Will the so-called experts ever get off Hayne's back? He doesn't pick himself. Hope he puts egg all over their faces. I think Alex is and Don on the same page here, Jim.
Hear, hear, gentlemen. Mm. Hear, hear. Oh, I'm presuming Alex is a male there. Shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Alan is on the line. G'day, Alan.
G'day, Jimmy. Listen, just on your comments on Margaret Court this morning.
Yes.
I think you better stick to sport.
Okay. Right?
Because regardless of what you think and what I think, that's my private business, but she's been a champion for this country all her life.
Yes.
Alan Joyce is a blowy. I think you should read. I know you want to get in the corner science gym and have a couple of freebies, but I think you should read Miranda Devine's column this morning in today's Telegraph, because it sums up this Margaret Court and Joyce controversy very, very well.
I tell you what, Alan, I will read that Miranda Devine column, and that will be a first. And the other thing about it is, yes, Margaret Court has been a great champion, and she is entitled to her right to her opinion. But given the fact that Ray and I are on radio, we too are entitled to our opinion. In fact, we're almost by definition asked to give it.
Mm.
And when I hear something like that and it comes into the sporting realm, I think we are well placed to comment
and
on it.
And she made it very public too.
And
it wasn't just a private opinion. She made it very public to let it to the editor.
And I have no problem in actually standing by what I said to start the program, and that is that a little bit of empathy from Margaret to her fellow human wouldn't go astray.
Cool.
People being...
She's entitled to her opinion, that's fine.
Exactly. But on race, on sexuality, on religion, all of that sort of stuff,
we are
living in 2017. Yeah. Time for the news.
Corby has avoided the media and left Brisbane Airport less than half an hour after her flight arrived from Bali early this morning. The 39-year-old, accompanied by her sister Mercedes, arrived on a Malindo Air flight that landed just after 5 a.m. after being deported from Bali 12 and a half years after she was caught with 4.1 kilograms of marijuana. A bloodied body found in a wheelie bin by a Melbourne garbage collector is yet to be identified. The truck driver picked up a wheelie bin in Butler Street, Preston, yesterday morning and watched on his TV monitor as a body dropped down into the truck. Detective Sergeant Mark Butterworth said the bin isn't from the immediate area where the pickup was made, and police won't be in a position to describe the condition of the body until a post-mortem examination has been completed. Queensland MP Verity Barton's political future is up in the air after she was defeated in the LNP pre-selection for the seat of Broadwater on the Gold Coast. Former Newman Government Minister David Crisafulli won the nod ahead of Ms Barton, who has been the member for Broadwater since the 2012 state election. Crisafulli, who moved to the Gold Coast from Townsville after losing the seat of Mundingburra in the 2015 state election, won the pre-selection by a comfortable margin, reportedly defeating Ms Barton 90 votes to 24. US President Donald Trump has spoken in Italy following the conclusion of the G7 summit. Mr. Trump called the meetings productive despite his refusal to recommit the United States to the Paris Accord on climate change, instead telling the other six world leaders he will decide on it next week.
It was a tremendously productive meeting where I strengthened America bonds. We have great bonds with other countries. And with some of our closest allies, we concluded a truly historic week for our country.
The Iraqi military says its forces have made significant progress in a pre-dawn offensive aimed to drive Islamic State militants